It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look on this Friday morning. Fashionista Friday is on the air with Monica Bothan. And good morning, Monica. You're not quite ready yet, huh? You're still unpacking your apparel.
Hoofda! Did I bring stuff? And then I had a little piece of donut stuck in my throat, and I thought, where's something to drink?
Yeah, when you hear that opening music there, we all panicked, didn't we?
La, 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 la. Well, let's get me something to drink.
Yeah, Monica's in the studio. Of course, she'll want to answer your questions. So give us a call at 320-598-7301 with any fashion questions.
Well, it's to do with your wardrobe planning for that special trip.
Oh, a special trip. We're going to talk about vacations today, right?
Vacations.
All right. And you just threw another piece of donut in.
I want to be like Paul Ramo last time. My husband said, what'd you do, give him a bunch of donuts right before your show? And I said, yeah. That's a lot of work to do a show, you know. You got to have some nourishment.
That's right. So give us a call. Pick up that phone right now and give us a call about maybe a your wardrobe, a vacation wardrobe, what you need, stuff like that. And you're unpacking.
We're doing freight, Paul.
We're doing freight this morning, live on the air.
Live on the air.
Let's give that number again, 598-7301, and the first caller gets a...
$25 gift certificate.
Ooh, wow. How about that? So 598-7301, be that first caller with a fashion question. What did you unpack there, Monica?
MG, this is cute. Well, anyway, thank you all for listening to Fashionista Fridays. All the way down here is so fun because I got all these guys waving at me, and I'm thinking, you know, a lot of them tell me that they listen to their show in their shop or whatever.
Oh,
it just makes my day that they are willing to listen to me.
All right, Fashionista.
I think it's a lot to do with you too, Paul.
Well, not really. You bring the pair of stuff in, and we just love having you here. And
thank you.
How'd your holiday season?
Oh, I have to say, I was blessed.
A lot of customers.
I have to say, I was so blessed. It goes so fast.
The holiday season, yeah.
It just does. And I was blessed with customers, and I was blessed with my family, and I had my oldest son, his wife, and my little grandson there for a whole week during Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I was working and being a grandma and doing all that stuff, trying to be a good mama and trying to be a good wife. Trying to be a good salesperson, and it all pulled through.
All right, good. Another successful holiday season.
I would have to say so. Blessed to still be in business, and right now going strong is black and white, color, and my
what do you got?
Stripes. Isn't this cute? So, MG, OMG, I'm so excited. My vacation room is open, and it's full of wonderful things. And then also I keep getting in things. So now I'm still getting in. This is like my cruise wear.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get in my spring. But yet the unique thing about shopping at Monica's is the unique things that I get in, plus I've been told by my customers, is they just have a head start on spring.
Mm.
Where some places you can buy stuff and it's strictly vacation.
Okay.
And when you get home, you think, I don't know if I can wear that to that place. So look at this. This is a 3/4 striped tunic, but look with the navy on the bottom. And navy is huge again this spring.
Okay.
It just is. And I'm beginning to kind of break in a little bit myself, wearing a little bit, like maybe I'll wear a navy top one day instead of a black top.
Okay.
You know, so navy is huge and it's refreshing. And this is really cute, people. It's 3/4 sleeves, striped, little drawstrings on the side.
It's just cute.
It's
got a little pocket in the front, too.
Yeah. Does it have a pocket? Where's that?
Yeah, right in front of you there. You can't see it. It's kind of blended in.
Upper left chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really cute. I think this will be, you could throw that over a swimsuit cover-up. As a swimsuit cover-up, you could go to breakfast with that. Looks like you may not even have to put leggings on with it, but some might. Although this would be airport friendly too, where you could wear on the plane too,
right,
with leggings. This is just cute.
It is.
Good pick.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to put a picture of that on our social media site.
Yes, we do. That is too cute.
All right. So, hey, we got a question. You want to answer a question right away?
Oh, yes. Having a hot flash. Dress in layers,
folks.
You're
always layered up, aren't you?
I'm layered up.
We'll give you time there.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, here's a question from one of our callers.
Yes.
And it has to deal with colors. What will be this year's hot colors for spring, you think, Monica?
Well, remember what you said. Remember what you said for last year, what the color of the year was, coral or something?
Yep, I believe so.
Did you say that?
Yep.
That's a huge color again for spring, but so is navy.
Okay.
Navy and white, black and white are still big and huge, but coral, hot coral is huge. And what I've seen coming in too, the reason why I think hot coral is such a wonderful color, most of us, all people, can wear that color.
Okay.
And then what happens is when you come down from winter, you're usually grays. Look at grays. Yep. Got gray on today. Grays, black and white, browns, you know, deeper colors.
Right.
So when it comes to spring, you want to embrace color. Not everybody likes color.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an advice for the ones that
What's
don't.
That mean, not everybody likes color?
Someone will say, oh, I don't like to stick out like you like to, Monica. Like, they don't say like I like to. They just say, you can pull it off. And I always say, well, why? Why do you think I could pull it off? Well, you always look good in it. Well, you can too. You just got to do it. Right? I don't get it. Because okay. Like I had the same thing happen to me yesterday. It's so special. This lady comes all the way from Watertown, you know? Big city, and she comes to Dawson to shop.
Awesome.
You know? And she's like, you can pull this off. I said, you can too.
Yep.
Gosh darn it. But I get it. You got to be comfortable with what you wear.
Okay. As long as we're talking about another question here, as long as we're talking about colors, does black and brown ever go together? Can you wear black and brown together? What do you think?
Well, so if you want to wear black and brown together, you got to make it like, so let's say you have black boots on, brown leggings, and a black top. You know, then you would all kind of flow. And then maybe a scarf that has brown and black in it, or some jewelry. It's just going to all balance out. Like young ones.
Yep, go ahead.
Right? Like the young ones. If I wore a black dress, I wear black shoes. That's just what I do.
Okay.
Young ones will put yellow shoes, turquoise shoes, orange shoes, white shoes, whatever.
And that's okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm the matchy-match girl. You know, I try to break through that a little bit, but that's just kind of what I was. And then I kind of feel like I'm being watched
right.
a lot.
You are.
So then they think, oh, doesn't she know how to match? You know, and she sells clothes. You know, so it's not easy being me either.
Is matching a big thing? It used to be a big thing. Is it still?
It is,
are still
but
people
the thing
concerned
of it is,
about that?
For me, when somebody is shopping, do not try to match. If it doesn't match, then you go totally opposite. Like, if you want to wear a navy legging and a hot coral tunic,
okay.
cute. Mm-hmm. But don't try to put a navy top and a navy bottom if it don't match.
Right.
Okay. You know, if it's all one color, cool.
Okay.
But don't, you know, it's better to have a complementary color to put with it, you know.
Right.
So, like, today, I want it to be cozy.
Let's go with our segment here. What is Monica wearing?
Yeah. Stiff.
And get the leg up there,
yeah.
Monica.
So I have these, they're like a Finewell corduroy legging.
Mm-hmm.
OMG. I almost have to get everything I sell to know how wonderful these are. People like cuddle duds or whatever.
Those look a little thicker.
Yes, these are not too hot for Monica.
Mm-hmm.
They're comfortable, they're warm, and you feel like you're kind of clothed. And then I have my famous acid wash tunic, long sleeve gray. And then it's kind of got like this astic print on the front. And I paired it up with my shiny silver long vest knit.
You removed?
Yeah, yep. That I removed. Woof! And then with pockets, it's just really cute. This would be so cute
yep.
for anybody to pull off on an evening out, on a trip. This feels like a coat.
Yep. Don't forget your statement jewelry on your neck.
Oh, thank you. I just want to make sure you're on your toes today, Paul. Yes.
Big pearl type.
Yes, I had to. So here's me. I feel like I should have something to fill in this neck a little bit. So I have a pearlish necklace, and then I paired it up with this long necklace that's two different kinds of grays, kind of like in my top. See, that's
yep.
the matchy match.
Yep.
But then I had to put a pop of pearls, too. And then, yes, and then, of course, my bracelet.
Yep.
You know, it just, I love jewelry.
Yep,
and,
I can tell.
You know, yeah, and I just, I just don't feel complete until I get all this good jewelry.
You got a ring on about every finger there.
Well, I'm missing two fingers on there and two fingers on there. So, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's what I do. It's,
turquoise ring. Though.
Yeah. I love turquoise.
Yeah. Looks great.
Well, thank you. So, what I wanted to really talk about.
She has rings on her fingers. Does she have bells on her toes?
Oh, there you go.
What did Maynard say?
Does she have rings on her fingers? Does she have bells on her toes?
Does she have bells on her toes? That's the.
Okay. Hey, we got a couple, about 3 minutes here. Okay. Let's go around the room here. Yeah. What you bring
so
in?
So, what I want to encourage to let everybody know is to still fill your wardrobe with great wardrobe pieces. Right now, I'm in a wardrobe rehab where I'm lining up people's wardrobes and helping them with their wardrobes. Not only do we want to just shop and get things, but we want it to work in our wardrobe. So, I'm really promoting that because that's what I was supposed to do from day one when I opened.
Okay.
But I get sidetracked because I'm a one person show.
What do we got here?
So here we got my little plaid fur coat. I got this back in with a, it's the plaid fur. It's so cute. It's got Sherpa. It's got a roll-up sleeve. It's plaid. Limited sizes left, but it's super cute on. And then I got a little cream-colored heathered cowl neck underneath it. It's just that lightweight chenille. Mm. It is super, super cute on. Fun. And then these cuffed leggings. These are a huge hit for my travelers because they go down to the ankle. So you could go to the airport, you slip on your cruisers from Monica's, and then you could just slip them off, right?
Yep.
And you have this on, and then you can wear it on your trip, too. Okay. See, I like things that work both ways.
Right.
So doesn't that make a cute little
hit? It does.
And then we got the silver flip-flops that you can throw in your suitcase. Mm-hmm. I sold a pair yesterday. It was black. She can wear it with everything. I encourage one color.
Yep.
Goes with everything.
Yep.
Then I got these tall black boots in. How cute is that to wear?
Oh, yeah,
The wedge
jeans.
Sole.
Yeah,
isn't that cute? And then we got a exposed arm, velvet little top. This is, everyone should have something fun in their wardrobe like this. Exposed shoulder.
Velvet purple.
Cranberry,
okay.
There
I'm
we
sorry.
Go. It's okay. I love it, Paul. love it. And then right now, my vacation room is going strong. So that's why we unpacked this little little tunic for my vacation room. And then the acid wash cotton 3/4 sleeves. I've restocked them. Great for travel. You can wear them at your trip. You can wear them on the way to the airport. Okay. And then everybody needs a poncho in their wardrobe, because like today.
Right.
I threw a poncho over for a coat. Okay. And look at my long black and white striped cardigan. And it has a little tunic underneath it. So right now, we're still going strong with winter merchandise. My vacation room is going strong, and I'd like to wish everybody an awesome Friday. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And sign up for your wardrobe rehab soon.
All right, there we go. That
and
time,
come in and fill out your wish list. So
time went
these
fast,
guys know what you
it?
Want.
Thanks, Monica, for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
That's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Fridays.